Did you see New Jeans' comeback?
I was going to say, New Jeans' comeback? Bro, I watched...
Oh my gosh!
It's cute.
Okay. What? Okay, but here's the thing. Where was that fucking song when I was in middle school, high school? Like, where was that song? It's so cute, but it's so mean.
Super Shy is so adorable. I really... That's the thing with New Jeans that I've realized as I've gotten more into them. I really just resonate with their music. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but... The messages behind their music.
Very cutesy.
I'm like, oh my god, that's me.
It's like... No, literally, it's like the cute soft side. Like, 10% soft side of me. That's it. And then I get to enjoy it a little bit, and then I go back,
she go back to my heart music. Badass bitch!
Oh my god.
She goes back to the 80s Pixar shit! The horror shit! Go get gay! Grab up!
No, literally. Jesus Christ. Never mind. No,
what?
I...
Man, you put me on most of my KRV, so like, you really can't talk.
As you should. As I should. As you should. No, I listened to it, and I wasn't...
Look, May...
It'll grow on you. Just
you know,
wait.
May
and that's
like,
what I'm thinking, but also...
Like that, though.
I like
no,
New Jeans.
You don't like them like that. You like Ditto.
Yeah.
She
likes
you
like Hype Boy. You didn't even like Attention.
And she didn't like Ditto at first.
I didn't like Ditto at first, but it grew on me. But
and it grew
it
on her.
Like,
and I think this one too.
Honestly,
will.
As soon as I heard
we'll
that
see.
Slapping, the clapping on Ditto, I was hooked like a sinker. Whatever New Jeans fandom is called.
No, the thing
I am
Ditto's
that.
Really good. What's it called? No, Ditto was really good. Was not a fan of Attention.
That's
but I really liked OMG like everybody else did.
I
Attention, I liked it the first time I heard it, and then afterwards I was like,
yeah.
Eh, never
that
mind.
One grew
I
on.
Don't like
I
it.
Liked
I liked myself.
Because I never really listened to it.
That one grew on
I think
as well.
What got me to actually listen to it, because I was criticizing it, I was like, oh my gosh, why are they like have these little kids singing about this? And then Yvette was like, well, Leia, isn't it like the most teenager thing to want attention? And for some reason,
well, yeah.
It just, like, made me think of the song in a different perspective, and I was like, let me actually just listen to it, and I think I started liking it after that. Controversial, but I also did, like,
Icky
from the beginning.
Literally, I liked Icky from
Cookie.
The beginning.
Not the wrong song.
Oh, Cookie! Oh, they said Icky, oh my god. No, okay,
like,
no, I didn't like Cookie at all.
Yeah.
I despise Cookie.
I heard it once.
I get the principle. I do. But I like the song.
I don't like it as a song either. Like,
oh, well
I don't
then,
like it as a song.
Yeah, as a song,
it's
I just like
not...
it. I just like it as a song. It hurt. It's good. I just like all of New Jeans' music. They don't have a bad song to me yet, so we'll see.
And that, the thing is, I don't even think they have bad music. It's just
right.
It's not my flavor.
Well, okay,
so.
Bad is subjective.
Yeah.
But I mean bad to me when I say bad. I don't mean bad to... Cause music tastes is subjective.
Music is subjective.
I don't know.
We like NCT.
Yeah. But I mean, like, even, like, don't put... First of all, you can't put respect
thicker.
On my noise.
I like
you better
thicker.
Put respect on my noise music. Look, I am on
the
sticker defense.
Sticker slander.
I will not accept sticker slander. I'll accept sticker memes. I think it's hilarious. Sticker slander? No.
Yvette, do you remember?
Like when there's like a little recorder.
Do you remember when we were in Dallas for the after the Monsta X concert? Girl, May, this would have had you on the ground because we were literally in a K-pop store. Music was playing, everything was chilling. It was packed. And then the next song plays and it's literally the flute of Sticker. And there was a collective from everybody in the
everybody in the store. Not a soul was like, oh my god, this song. Everybody was like, oh my
yes,
god.
And then everybody started laughing because of how insane it was.
That is so disrespectful. I would not accept.
Hey, I was
the
Sticker
Slender.
I was like, what do you mean?
Hey. Okay, if it wasn't for that ugly recorder sound, it's not that bad. But it's very eclectic.
Yeah.
And when everyone groaned at that song coming in that store, I felt so confirmed. You know, everything was confirmed. I was like, okay, it is straight trash. Like, I knew.
She felt...
But that's just subjective.
She felt seen.
Oh, yeah. I was like, am I just a hater? Or is this just a bad song? It's like 75% a good song, but that 25% hit hard. It hits hard.
K-pop. I'm your host, Leia.
And I'm May.
And I'm Yvette.
And today's episode is the quintessential What the K-pop summer playlist. Pew, 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 pew.
Those are fireworks. Pew, 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 pew. Those are fireworks in the summer.
Also, I will not be saying that first word because I can't say it.
Girl, I got you. I'll just slap that in front of you when you say summer playlist.
Summer playlist.
Yeah, that's what the recording says, summer playlist, because summertime playlist, because that word is not coming out of my mouth. It doesn't it's sound okay. Right. It doesn't, my Q's and R's don't need it.
Remember we were talking about words that we had trouble saying in our childhood? Like, that's mine was library. I would say library, and then museum.
Hey, she's trying to say them, man. No, can't say she's it right. Trying to say them. You can give quintessential a chance.
But this was like, just little words that we had trouble with when we were kids or whatever, and I think it was so funny that this is now coming back full force.
Summertime playlist. Coming back when we have a podcast all about enunciation.
Just do that cute summertime playlist, that cutie summertime playlist.
Just girly things, summer playlist.
Just girly things. No, literally.
Okay, it's going to be a physical playlist, right?
Of course.
It is already one. It's already live. We have this playlist on Apple Music and on Spotify. It's going to be linked in our highlights for on our Instagram. So the Instagram, it has highlights. It'll be under the one that says playlist. There's one for Valentine's Day.
Now and I'm also probably going to make a cute little graphic with the songs so that if you don't have either Spotify or Apple Music, you can still get the songs if you want to listen to them. So probably share that on Instagram too. But yeah, so today we're talking about our quintessential summer songs, you know, the songs that make us feel, oh my god, it's summer, and songs that just remind us of the season. So honestly, I want to start off with summer itself. Like, what does summer embody for you? Do you even like summer?
It embodies me.
Hey, if you don't like summer, I get it. It's fine.
I don't like summer because it is so hot. I love fall. Like, I'm a fall girl. But my birthday is in summer, so it's about me.
Oh, yeah. All of our birthdays are in summer, by the way.
Really? No.
I'm like, why is the end of summer?
We're all summer babies, so.
And I hate it here.
I.
No, because, like, for me, it's like. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying. Go ahead. Fun fact. My birthday is on the longest day of the year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Is it really?
So
like
proud of
oh,
it.
It's like the summer solstice. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, summer solstice.
Summer solstice.
You're true.
And I was just
baby.
Like, longest day of the year. I was like, for me?
Stop it!
For me? For more?
Let me be a little, I don't know, what's the word? Selfish.
Self-centered? Because the world revolves around you on that day.
Self-care?
On that day only.
And I just happen to get the longest day, okay? Stop hating on me.
I respect it. My birthday is the 8th, so it's literally like right as summer begins to feel like fall, though usually because of where we live, we don't have a fall. So it's just heat.
Yeah.
It's 2 days. It's
like 2 days. There's more shade, though. The days are shorter by the time we get to my birthday. And then May's right smack in the middle of that. In August,
and it's death. Fun fact. My quince, there was a girl who passed out because of how hot it was.
Ooh.
At your birthday party? How selfish.
You remember the episode that we saw of the show that we were just watching? And the girl fainted? Like one of the bridesmaids fainted? That's literally what happened. But it was at the church.
I don't know what show.
Yeah, that's literally what happened.
From
Say Yes
to the Dress.
Say Yes to the Dress?
Yeah.
I wanted to put some on.
We were watching it at your house.
on your couch.
Well, that's what I'm trying to remember, okay, and that didn't happen.
It's that blonde Barbie girl, like, looking girl. That blonde
YouTuber.
Oh, that one. That one. Like,
oh, she was a YouTuber?
Yeah. That yeah. one. Yeah. The girl who never wears color.
Her friend or...
And it rained on her wedding day.
Her friend and her sister.
Anyways.
Yeah, okay, that one.
Like,
oh my God.
Passed out.
Yeah. That's what happened at my quince. One of my dumb
ones passed out.
She had
that dirty look on her face for a split second of, how dare you take all the attention from me. It was
But
crazy.
Then right after, she was like, we were honestly really concerned. And you know what? I respect both.
People were watching.
I respect both. Because if you're asking me...
Anyways.
I respect both, but people were
That's
watching.
Toxic. Okay.
And she's like, wait, look concerned.
So then you guys don't fucks with Summer. I'll admit, I actually really like Summer, even though I'm boiling. But I think Summer is probably, like, my favorite season. Like, I've come to terms with it. I just actually really like summer. It's a really nice time. It's hot. There's parties. The days are longer, so you can stay out a little later, and it's not, like, cold. I mean, I like fall and winter, too, but I really don't like being cold. Uncomfortably so. And winters here can get crazy.
See, I want the winter to springtime. That season, when it's, like, that transitional period. Like, when spring is starting, I love. I thrive.
It's kind of nice.
I thrive at that time. Summertime,
yeah, spring is nice. Spring is just the only time you can function in Houston.
No, actually.
For
about a good few weeks.
Then, K-pop-wise, like...
But no, summertime...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, summertime-wise, though, like, I feel like a lot of the times I feel pressured to go do things because it's like, it's so nice out and go out and the days are longer.
I don't
believe
in my house.
When things happen,
I like to go. But I don't go anywhere. But I don't plan to go places. What?
Facts.
So I can sweat in a coffee shop? I can sweat in my house.
Oh, Lord.
No, but...
And it's expensive. It's way more expensive during the summer to do things. So,
yeah.
Let's stay home.
But also, like, that's just, I mean, school's out, everybody's out, and there is...
Yeah, that's why I'm in, because everybody's
out. My children outside.
This is supposed to be a positive summer playlist episode.
Like it. Oh, sorry.
And
the thing is, there are fun things that happen in summer. The thing is, I like
realistic.
The summer music.
Who cares?
Well,
just see, the thing real. Is, music, I sit at home and I'm listening to music, or I'm, you know, with my friends listening to music. That's different. That's fine. You make me go outside.
Or when we're driving in the car going to anywhere, whether it be H-Mart or K-Pop Mart
or when
the
we
movies.
Almost died at Summer Soul Fest.
Or when we almost died at Summer Soul Fest. By the way, June 25th. We don't leave the house. We're just going to decide not to do that. This is the second time in a row we left the house on that day
and
almost
there happens
passed out.
To be a concert. Because it was hot this June 25th, too. And it reminded us of Lexi.
Exactly. That's why I was like, well, we can get to that. But Summer, she's not that girl for y'all. But as far as K-pop goes, like, what is your favorite season? Do you have one?
I am a big, big, big fan of, like, the October season. It sounds weird, but, like, that end of fall, right before, like, you know, it's in the middle of fall. There's a lot of ballads that will come out. And they're usually, like, it's, like, the one, also because that's right before, like, big award season happens. So everybody drops, like, their best songs around that time.
All the shit they've been hoarding all year.
I agree.
And so I love that time because you get all the bangers. You get, like, the real heavy hitters at that time.
Okay.
And so I love.
You got an example of one?
I definitely agree with May.
I'm thinking of Vampire for some reason, but do you have an example of one?
Hold on. I know there's, like, a few in particular, but let me see.
I agree with May because, like, you know, it's right before award season, so everyone's putting out their best songs, trying to grab that artist of the year, group of the year. All
Song
the
of the year.
Award,
the
award. So it's, like, really...
Intense. This is from last year. Alrighty. Oh wait, hey, stupid thing's not working. So last year, Twice released The Feels. That was last year's October.
Oh my god.
17.
Let me see who else.
Treasure released Hello. Yeah. Seulgi released her solo album. One we released Still Here.
Okay, but who did you actually listen to? Did you listen to Treasure and
Seulgi's album. Seulgi's album I listened to. I did like Seulgi's concept. It's so good.
I do occasionally listen to the song sometimes. I really like her voice. She's got a dark vampy siren voice.
Yeah. Stray Kids Case 143 came out in October of last year. The Rose had their album had Childhood. Let me see. Who else? There's a lot.
That was a great album. Only on Childhood. Oh,
even
really
Kepler.
Is so. Oof.
And Flying released The Night. Sam Kim released Confession. Oh, I really like that.
We also
that
got Anti-Fragile and Nude. No, there's so many.
That's what I'm saying. Like people usually release a lot of their albums too at that time just because they wanted to have it all there. So I respect it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Wonho released Don't Regret right before he went.
Oh yeah, even Dreamcatcher. Bad Vision.
Dreamcatcher, yeah, I was like Dreamcatcher, Idol, and Flying, Chan Hyuk from AKMU. Ooh, my god, I'm only on the 18th,
girl,
Jesus.
You don't have to go through all of them.
There's so many.
A lot. I just looked at the list, too.
What's the, that's, hey, look, that's
yeah,
the
I just looked at the list, too. It's
the
long.
List came out that way. The very long list. But that's what I mean, that's what I'm saying, there's a lot that happens in that time, so a lot of the time, I'll listen to all my music then, and also will, like, be right because it's right before like voting season starts and everything, it gives me a refresher if I am voting and stuff like that for these different award things, whether it be like artist of the year, song of the year, whatever it may be, it gives me a better idea of who I want to actually vote for if I do.
What about, so you, Yvette, you said also fall, that's your time,
like give me it. Give me that music!
That's your favorite concept time, fall, end of year, winter time.
Because everyone's competing.
Also, it's like Halloween time.
The competition's
it's also Halloween time.
Yeah,
when like
no
they
one,
do like all the spooky.
No one wants to come out with a Halloween concept right at Halloween.
Because
time.
You instantly date yourself.
Like
you date yourself.
Well, a lot of times they'll do it before, like the. A lot of the times I'll do it the month before, so it is for ready for Halloween, and that I like too. Because if it's
that,
like released like
better.
Yeah, there you go.
But if you have it right around Halloween time, like even like a week before, people will go crazy just because it's Halloween, and that's just people are simple. Sometimes people can be just very simple.
I mean, a good
so
Halloween.
I think that would be a good marketing strategy.
Honestly, though, having it.
But yeah, so let's go back to summer.
Yeah. So, like, I was gonna say, like, we already established what summer means to you. Hot, heat, pain. Okay, so, like, what K-pop idols do you think are very, like, they embody the season of summer? Like, you look at them and you're like, oh, sweet summer child, I love you. You're just this season. Because there's some idols I think also not only just pull off a summer concept, but just are very bright and sunny, like this season. I have one in mind, obviously. You could probably guess.
Who is it? No, I cannot.
Nope.
Aw. I
can't even think of one for myself. So, I don't know.
I mean, he's literally Sunshine, Jungkook, Felix, but also, I think, just, like,
what?
Very bubbly in nature.
People
I guess
that have the essence of
yeah,
summer.
I guess this honestly comes back to, yeah, like, what does summer mean to you? Not just the heat, but, like, if you had to distill summer down to, like, a description, what really is it? Because then you can probably pick an idol that fits that.
It's kind of hard, because when I think an idol is a summer, they're actually a spring.
I mean, I feel like that's
weird.
A good overlap.
Like Naeyoung from Twice.
Naeyoung, oh yeah.
Like Naeyoung from Twice. I would think she's a summer, but she actually might be a spring, like, kind of girl.
Yeah, okay.
Who?
See, the thing
maybe
is, when you
J-Hope.
First asked the question,
maybe J-Hope from BTS.
Yeah, okay.
He is summertime.
I see that, definitely.
See, the thing is, you said it, and my brain immediately was like, Eunwoo. Unu from Astro. I don't know why, but that was the first thing that came to my brain. Because, like, even, like, when he, like, he has a very bright, like, aura to him.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even when he's talking about something or he's dancing, singing, whatever, maybe, like, he has a very, like, bright aura to me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very, like, Sunshine-esque. Even if that's not, like, his, like, personality type. And the thing is, when I hear, like, summer, it's, I also think, like, refreshing.
Yeah.
So, like, you want something cold, like, to, like, refresh you. So I'm thinking, like, that is also how they would be, like, just a refreshing type of
person. You just look at them and
person.
You're like, ah! What about Joy?
Yeah. Oh, that's... she's all year round. Love my life. she's all season.
Year round.
Winter time, spring, summer, fall. She is all year round. But you know what? If I'm thinking Red Velvet, though, Yuri from Red Velvet, she gives me very
youthful.
Summertime.
I mean, it's also because she's a youngest,
even,
though.
Like... Yeah, and so, like, but when you see things like Red Flavor and such, she's, like, to me, she stands out, like, the most with, like, it, the concept, like, really fits
she's
her personality.
She's very ice cream cake.
Even if it's, like, yes, or like, Red Flavor, or Rookie, yeah, it just, it's
sparkle.
Yeah, very bright.
I also feel like Chungha. Now that I said Sparkle, I was thinking of Chungha, actually. I was like, I feel like Chungha could...
I said the exact same thing in my head.
Yeah, like, it's that too.
Very summer.
Oh, my gosh.
I love her.
All right, well...
She could do any, like, concert.
Mm-hmm. Definitely very versatile idol. I love her, like, very pretty loud. Like, I guess I just like sparkling. I just really like that concept. I need to add that to the playlist. We still working on the playlist. We still got room for growth. Huh? But what'd you say?
I wonder if I did. Maybe I did the first time around. I probably did.
I don't remember.
I have it on the list. But I shortened it because it was so long.
It's okay. We can go make it longer. Like, as this episode goes, we're going to remember songs and be like, wait a second. This needs to be on the playlist.
Add that to the list.
So, you know, since we're on the topic of music anyway, to get into some of the songs that we chose for the playlist, I want to ask, like, if you had to pick one K-pop song that represents summer as a whole, what is it? We're going to argue about this.
I need to look at my phone.
You can't think of one.
It's like, no,
I
can
two.
Think of one,
we'll go.
But I have to choose my favorite child now.
That's why I have two, because I'm like, and the thing is, even when I was making my list, I looked at y'all, so I was like, I don't want to, like, repeat.
That's also what the idea.
I'll agree with you.
I know, it was for me to, like, so I could organize when I actually put the list together, but for me, it's Island by Winner. Island by Winner. That is my favorite summer song. It is just so, like, it's very tropical, but without being, like, the, like, commercial.
It's not Kokomo.
It's just like, and it's just, like, in the vocals on it, the actual song, even the rapping style that they do in it is very,
I love,
like,
that song a lot too.
Bright and bubbly. But it's not but it's also not a super poppy song. It's a really good balance for me, so I really like it.
Yeah, that's a good choice. If you didn't pick that to go on the playlist already, I would have added it. So yeah, that one for sure. What about you, Yvette? You got a favorite child?
If I had to pick one, it would be "We Go Up" by NCT Dream.
Oh, that's a really good summer song.
Why?
Mm-hmm. It's
actually
just like,
yeah.
So appeasing. It's like they're driving through to the beach, or, you know, they're just chilling, shooting some hoops.
Okay, I get that,
like,
vibe of the shooting. It could just be the concept.
Yeah.
Doesn't...
that would be my number one.
Don't be offended. But doesn't "We Go Out" sound like something you might hear in, like, an Old Navy or a Target?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is very commercial.
I'm surprised I haven't heard it somewhere.
Maybe if they had an English version.
No, it's very commercial.
You could do a Nike kids commercial. We go.
Yeah.
And the kids like dunking.
Or you hear like, it while you're walking past the Journeys at the mall. We go.
Like the kid is just, you know, breakdancing and his Nikes looking cool, like
yes.
Even though that's not what guys do, they don't scuff their Nikes, like
no. Oh, but if it's like, because a lot of the Old Navy commercials, now we're just side questing. A lot of the Old Navy commercials, they'll have the kids dancing, so they could be breakdancing in their little,
and like awkwardly dancing. They're not breakdancing. They're like awkwardly like in their wiggling.
The Velcro strap Nikes with the lights.
Yeah. Yeah,
backyard barbecue.
That would be cute.
Leia. That would be so cute.
Oh my God.
What about you, Leia?
Okay. So,
what's your top
this song? Is actually the number one choice when I started my playlist. And obviously, for me, there are also other songs that I think, maybe personally, I think are better for summer. But this one just screams summer. And every K-pop stan knows this song, Touch My Body by Sistar.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to say it, but I was like, no, it's... I was like,
that's
why
I didn't
so
put
good.
That on my list. I was like, that was it. That was the epitome of summer.
Yeah, you like, can choose a lot
the
of
pans,
songs
the
from
the popping, the sunscreen,
the colors,
the heels, the colors.
But even the song is
like, it's just very like
Sistar. Sistar or summer?
Yeah. the tune of it is very like, oh, you're gonna hear this at the pool party. Or the cookout, this is playing, like, mm-hmm. Your parents are gonna be, you know, electric slide into the... I don't know if they're gonna do that.
Oh,
but
I don't know about that.
This is, like, when you think summer and K-pop, you think Sistar. I mean, obviously, there are newer groups, and Sistar doesn't really... They're not... I don't think they're still... Yeah, they're disbanded.
They're disbanded.
But, you know, for... Are they third gen? For, like, a third gen group, they had summer wrapped around their little pinkies. Okay.
They were summer.
They were summer.
They were the moment.
Sistar? No,
summer.
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 No, but literally. To shake it?
Shake it for me. Da,
da. No. Yeah, no, literally.
Da, 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 da.
No, it's, they're really.
They just had songs that
or another
you
one
wanted
like,
to
it's loud.
To. Like, you fun. Wanted to yell the lyrics out. Like, that's just. Sistar in general, but definitely Touch My Body is like je ne sais quoi, it's summer. So now that we've established what we think are some of our like, oh, that's summer, that's our summer song, I want y'all to talk about some of the songs that you put on your playlist. Go ahead. Here's the thing. Let me give you a general. So sorry. You know, remember when if anyone read the episode intent, at some point I wrote a bunch of, like, ideas for prompts. They're all gone. Mm-hmm. There's
well,
only
like, really?
Exactly, there's only Summer Night Drive. Which means that they either got deleted when I was typing
I can see them.
You can see all of them?
I can see them. They're in purple.
No. Those are questions.
No, that's what she just asked.
I had for y'all to prompt. But I mean, like, songs, like, oh. They were just prompts.
Well, I thought that way anyway.
Yeah, they were just, I just put them there.
When I made the list, I thought a couple of them, like, oh, this is like when you're on a summer drive or something, or... When you're on, this
pool
is
party.
That summer love.
Yeah.
This is that breakup
yeah,
love.
Yeah, I wanted to maybe
we'll just start asking them now.
I maybe wanted to
away.
Reference some of that while we just talked start, about yeah. it. But, well, let's go into it. Okay, so, like, here, I'll start. So,
hold on.
Freestyle.
Hold on. Let me get this damn cat. He's crying.
Oh, no.
I locked him out of my room. Hold on.
Oh, no. Flip poor baby. Me. He's like, let me in. He's like, I have an opinion. He's like, I would like to announce my songs, actually.
Opinion.
Thank you.
I would like to add to the playlist. I have
He's
some notes.
He's like, I would like to add.
I would like to add that Hyolyn
Jesus.
Is that girl. Anyway. So,
he said, my song of the summer is.
Right? He's like, I got option. I got some choices.
Stop.
He said, I have opinions.
Okay. So.
I'm ready.
I guess.
Get off me.
But yeah, Leia, if you want to freestyle it.
Yeah, I do want to freestyle it. But I was going to use those points myself to help me if I flounder and need to just, like, reference why we picked those songs. But, okay, let's go for it. So I added Red Lipstick by E-Hi. That is a summer song. That's a summer clubbing song.
Wait, so a summer club song?
That's a good example of a summer clubbing song, but I just want to talk about some of the songs that we really liked that we added to our playlist and maybe why. You know, obviously everything is surrounding summer, but, you know, I added...
Okay, so you mentioned summer club song. So you said...
Red Lipstick will be your summer club song? Because I've been on a Lehigh kick lately.
As you should. Yvette, what about you? What's your summer club song? What's playing in the club and you're just like, you know what, this is it. I don't care how hot it is.
I guess I would have to say Dance the Night Away by Twice. There's like the cabana club, like the beach club party.
Mm-hmm. That is also another distillation of just summer. I mean, when they played it at the club, K-pop night, everybody was freaking out. It was fun. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. See, summer club, I'm thinking J-Hope and Becky G. That song goes hard, and then at the club, just chicken, because it's just like, if it's playing in a club, and even if there are non-K-pop fans there, they know what that song is. What
half
referencing
it's in English, and the other half is in Spanish. Most people can understand both, so that's helpful.
Exactly, and so it makes it's real fun. And even, like, if people were going old school and dancing, like, the OG song, it still would be a lot of fun. And if people are doing, like, you know, J-Hope dancing part of it, it looks so cool. So, if it's playing in a club in the summertime, let's go.
Whenever I think of J-Hope, I think colorful, and that also applies to summer. So, that song is just very, like, colorful in my head. I'm like, yeah.
Chicken noodle. No, literally, I agree with that. That song is, like... very summery, like completely summer. I almost put what's his song? His song Hangseong on his solo album. Okay. I was like, that one's very summer. It's like hanging with my homies, chilling with my, you know, best friends, just hanging out. We just roll it up, like.
That is really good.
He just chill a whatever. Okay. What about like? Let's say you're going on that summer night drive. It's late. You're with your friends. You're with your crew. What you playing if you got Ox? I don't know why I'm talking like this. It's late.
Ooh, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it that way. Oh, shit.
See, mine is Drive by Jay Park and featuring Grace.
Okay. By the way,
because that song,
just to let y'all know, I've been listening to the playlist because I don't know every song that you guys put. But I knew most of them. But May had some new songs. Drive? Pretty good.
It's such a good... And, like, obviously it's called Drive. So, like... But you want to listen to it while you're driving. It's just, like, it's very... very vibey. You know when your hands just want to do little white things? It's just vibey. And if you're listening to that while you're driving... Especially when Gray's verse comes on.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I mean, Jay Park's a lot of things.
And I'm just like,
but
you know
the
what?
The man do make good music. Can't deny that.
Ugh, so annoying.
The man do make a good tune.
So annoying. and then, if you watch the music video, it's like a summer drive. Like, they're outside, and it's like a bunch of, like, just like a good little road trip song.
For me, I think I got a couple. Really it's like, so obviously, y'all know I'm an XOL. So, Are You Riding by Baekhyun? He's just asking if you're down for him. Are you down for him? It's not about driving, but are you down? Oh. Are you down? No, not that way. Like, are you riding? Are you a ride or die? Come on, man.
Yeah, you're a real Baekhyun fan or not.
And then there's another song, and the reason why I bring these two up together is they actually have a very similar, I think they're a similar genre. Tell Me by DKB, They're both LA Bounce.
I was thinking about that.
They're both LA Bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear Tell Me, Tell Me, yeah, it reminds me of Are You Riding? And that's when I realized Are You Riding was also LA Bounce. And I was like, what the fuck?
I haven't heard that.
Tell me, girl, I really wanna know. They both also have a similar, like, subject matter. Of they're like, hey, are you with me or not? I just like that. And I feel like that's the yeah, right time for a Saturday night drive in the summer. That's when you really get, you know, either close with the homies or if you're riding with a guy or a girl, you know, that's when you're like, hey, what are we? You know, like, that's when you have the serious talks.
It's your late night talk.
It's in the car driving. Mm-hmm. So definitely those two for me. What about you, Yvette? You had so much time to think about it.
No.
Is it the cat?
She made me laugh.
I'm laughing at
her. She made me laugh.
I see Sada's profile.
I didn't even see anything.
Okay, so a song that I would play, like...
Like a night drive.
Late night drive.
See? I feel like...
It doesn't even have to be that specific. Just what do you think of if you're driving?
Because I feel like all these... I think I would do... Maybe from this list, I would do Drunk Days by En-Hyphen. Because that's Dave, like that party, like summer party song, you know? That house party.
You're on your
like,
way to the club.
Yes. Or that pregame. Yeah. Everyone's excited. We're just, like, going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's a head bopper.
I definitely think.
Oh, yeah. You even have Tape Dash, too. That also could be a good one. I see.
Oh, yeah. Days. I wouldn't say that's a party one. That's a very light
song. It is. That's more of a...
That's why I was having a hard time picking.
Hmm. I mean, I feel like, honestly, and that's the great thing about having this collection of songs, too. Like, you could play them at any time. They don't just have to be during these hyper-specific little modes that I'm, these scenarios. But I don't know, I feel like sometimes they just embody summer. Like, these are shit that goes on during the summer, you know? You're like, oh. So, like, another point that I had thought of was, like, what if you're, like, you know, what song maybe reminds you of like a drive-in theater. It's so specific. Because none of them really do.
Yeah, movie star, I've never been to one.
Oh my god, really?
Really?
Oh, you should have told us. We gotta go. What movie
new
you want to see? Horror, let's go.
I like horror.
Watch movies. You just scared me.
Okay, let's not go to a horror. We can see a Transformers movie.
We'll see what's on.
We gotta go to the drive-in now. What? Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But even just, like, maybe something that makes you think of, like, a summer blockbuster, too. Because...
Like, in a blockbuster movie?
Yeah, maybe. Because you've never been to a drive-in, so, like, it's a very specific... But how do you describe a drive-in, May?
Like...
watching your car.
Yes, but there's an energy. There's a vibe.
The way I describe it, for me, it's very nostalgic.
It's like nostalgia.
It
feels like 80s, but it's not 80s.
In a weird way.
Because you're not in the 80s. Because I've never existed in the 80s. I'm too young. It's how I imagine the 80s feels like, though.
I didn't exist there either.
Why did that feel like a pump? That totally felt like
Because
I'm not born in the 80s, so I'm not old. I'm very young.
I'm very young.
It's okay,
I was
me
born
too.
In the late 90s.
I love the people in the 80s. They were cool.
I was born in the 90s.
Because you knew them personally, right?
I was born in the
90s. I'm sorry, I'm joking. I didn't even mean it like that.
I'm telling your parents.
I'm hanging up right now. We're
I'm
ending this call. No more podcasts.
I'm telling on you.
I'm telling.
See, Megan, this is what I told you about the disrespectful kids out here.
She's uninvited.
Disrespectful.
Uninvited from the holiday party.
Kids in these streets. Here we go.
You know what? Our next What the K-Pop Dinner.
You're
going to
be over here, and you're going to have to like
I have two cousins who are very young, definitely not born anytime near the 90s, who heard my age and were like, Leah, you're old. I'm not even 26. So I get it. It was a joke.
I forget about that.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Like, bro.
It's only gonna get worse.
Bro.
Anyways, what about the movies?
Yeah, no, okay, so look.
I'm skipping this.
Here's
the song
that I think gives off that drive-in theater vibe. Tangerine Love, favorite by NCT Dream, definitely has that, like, it's not specific, right? These are just very...
Wait, what song?
Tangerine Love by NCT Dream. Honestly, oh. I put that on this list because okay. I felt like it deserved more love, and I wanted more people to hear it.
It did deserve more love, but I don't...
I've never really heard
And
that
it's
song.
Very 90s.
It's very good.
And that's probably
so,
why.
I mean, that whole album was kind of... I don't know if every song was a cover, but that was the one with Candy. And so it was obviously the 90s energy. Mm-hmm. But I love Tangerine Love. That is such a good song.
It is very good. Because if I'm going to have to pick one, I'm thinking... If I'm thinking, like, movie, maybe, like, something, like, Stupid Cool by Dawn.
Okay.
Because it has, like, okay. it sounds like it should be a scene in a movie where they're, like, having a party, and it's, like, could be, like, in a 90s movie, even, where it's, like
Mean Girls.
The Wait, kid really is throwing sense. His party, and that's Earth 2000. So old. Earth 2000, so old. No, but, like, where it's, like, a... Or even, like, the ending sequence.
Oh, the end credits?
You know, like, whether there's, like, Yeah. Or, like, right before the end credits, that last scene, they're, like, at a, like, a summertime, like, block party. That's the vibe I get from the song.
Is it a Tyler Perry movie?
And it's, like... Anyways. Maybe... I don't know. No, well, like, you know what I mean? Like, that end scene where they're at a party at the end and the credits are about to start rolling and then it starts, like, I don't know, especially the part where it's like, go stupid.
Yeah.
Go stupid. And it's like the little dun, ah. It's very, like, very fun that way. So I think that, like, as a movie would be really cool. Because even the video is very bright and, like, super colorful, super bright. There's a lot of people involved and it's like, okay, this would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yvette?
If I were to have to say a drive-in movie...
Yes?
Why are you doing that? Y'all can't see, but Leah's just, I don't know, being cute. Cute. But anyway, the song I would pick would be Broken Melodies by NCT Dream, because I feel like that song is like very end of spring, start of summer, so everyone's excited, school's out, they want to go hang out with their friends, they want to like go see a drive-in movie with their crush, like, you know, share a popcorn, share some candy, like, I think that would be a cute song, like, that's playing in the background, you just see everyone excited going into the drive-in, like, nervous, but, you know, excited. Yeah.
That invokes...
Oh my god, it's also, like, if somebody has, like... I was gonna say, if somebody has, like, a truck, and they're, like, they make, like, a little bed thing in the back, and they're just cuddling together, watching this movie, and stuff like that. That's the vibe, right? That's what it was. I was like, well, part of the... That's what's the fun part about going to, like, a drive-in. If it's not, like,
dense
outside,
it's gonna be hot.
You can create, like, a little
Citronella candles and or bug spray. Bring your own snacks, but also, like, have a cooler.
So we should go in the fall, like, October.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
When they play, like, Hocus Pocus.
No grass.
Especially when they play, like, Hocus Pocus and Halloween Town.
A Halloween movie and a drive-in. I love that.
Yeah.
Never mind. I like this idea. Great idea.
Not us planning our hangouts live on the podcast. Oh, my gosh. We're just saying you should go to a drive-in theater if you haven't.
They don't.
Go. Mm-hmm. Go support that business.
There's also, there's...
Oh my gosh. Fun. Yeah, no, Broken Melodies is... And it also invokes, like, this idea of, like, if you have a crush on someone, but you're in the friend group, and it's, like, a larger friend group, and maybe this is the big friend hangout, and you want to tell your crush you like them, but there's distance between you because yeah. you're in a friend hangout. You know that I hate this distance? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's cute. I think that's cute. Brooke and Melody's is so, like, peak high school angst anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just perfect.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
Like, gaining some confidence, but still kind of nervous. Yeah. You're like, ooh.
You're using your allowance to buy your snack, and you buy a snack for your crush type of shit. Like,
yes.
Ah, face, face.
Exactly.
That's how I know she thinks he's cute. She literally scrunched her nose like, ew. Oh my god.
But what, ooh, I have a prompt. How about a summer love story? Like, what song makes you think of, like, summer love? Like,
my love story?
What song would you think? Yeah, like, that fresh summer love, that crush. Or maybe that relationship.
I think I have a couple. I got a couple. Oh, well, maybe this one is a good one. But this one's too chill. Mm. No, no, no.
No.
No, no, no.
Absolutely not.
No, no, no.
Teach me how to tell.
Okay.
Me.
I think this one might be a good one. Loco by ITZY. Because it's very energetic and it's got the, you get the, you know when you have a crush or something, you kind of get a rush? I feel like Loco is that song. And obviously the subject matter is obvious. Like, it's like, you're crazy in love.
That panic.
Yeah, yeah.
That panic, like, ooh, your heart fluttering.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I'm so nervous.
I think Loco by ITZY. For show, for show. I also might have said Perfume, but I think Loco is better. Definitely.
Mmm, Loco's fun. I was gonna say, so as soon as you said like a crush or like a summer love, my brain went to it's called Humph by Pentagon.
It's so cute.
It's so good. And like, I had to fact check the lyrics because I was like, it's like rock, paper, scissors, meeny, miny, mo, hold up, time, it's against the rules, you almost had me, you were too late. Why won't you admit it? Your eyes are as round as a cat. I won't let you off the hook today. I did that much in the past. I need to say what I need to say right. I'm the only one who gets mad every time. It's too much. Don't come closer. No matter how sadly I talk, you keep a poker face. You're an ice fairy, not even blinking. I was like, he's hurt. Who hurt them?
Mm-hmm. Ice queen.
It's so sad. No, literally. Wow. It's like, he was hurt, but like, but then also, it's like, when I see you, I get happy.
That's cute.
You can't come closer to your apologize. This is really cute.
Yeah.
Aw. Should I just go to you and hold your hand? Like, it's just, it's really cute.
I know, right?
I love.
That's how I felt.
That makes me crazy.
That's how I felt when I heard the lyrics for Shine, when I looked up the lyrics for Shine the first time. I was like.
I like Shine. It's so cute.
It's on your list.
Don't be discouraged with my list without
the playlist.
It's
okay. That was on my list, and then I was like, wait, it's on there.
You want me to leak something from your list later?
You can if you want to, but you can reveal.
No,
then we can talk about it.
That's not my style. Okay, no.
Not her calling me out, y'all. Oh. Wow.
Lord.
I'm kidding, but if I had to think of, like, that new summer love, it would be Down, featuring Gray by
yes.
Ace.
That,
yes! That one's so
yes.
cute.
That song tells a story.
Like,
yes.
The lyrics.
That song?
Yes.
That song?
Like,
go ahead.
They weren't even showing up to this party. They didn't even want to go. They wanted to stay home, but they went, and they're like, ooh, who's that in the corner? Who's that person? Like, it's
I'm not the type
cutest.
To catch feelings.
Yes, the cutest summer, like, yeah. new crush love, like, someone that sparks that, like, butterflies in your stomach.
That song is like, it's like a little movie, you know, in your head when you hear it. It's just so,
yeah.
I've been listening to that song since it came out, like, 2-3 years now, right? Yeah. That song, stay on repeat, bro. Really,
it's one of my favorites. It's probably second under Take Me Higher.
Oh, okay.
Which is also on my
favorite. Yeah, I know. I heard it.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, no.
What's the next prompt?
Okay, let me think. What is a song? Okay, so what if? Since we're on the topic of relationship crush, new love, right? What if you had a summer fling, and now it's time
to dip? It's not on my list.
Or that summer fling dipped on
you. It's not on my list.
Like, oh, it's over. It's getting cold. But, we done.
Yes.
What?
Ooh, I need to look up the lyrics for this.
Oh, wait. Give me 1 second.
What'd you do?
What the hell happened? Wait a second. It's not you, it's me.
Probably gonna switch it.
What the hell happened?
Hello.
It's not playing through my headphones anymore, that's why.
Uh-oh.
So.
It just switched? Yeah, it just switched. It said, okay, bye.
Talk now.
But, oh, Lord. What I was gonna say, was...
Okay.
It's not on y'all's list.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
But it's not on mine either, but it's going to be added. Is it Done?
Yeah, it just
done
switched.
From Everglow? Literally? Yes! It's like, literally, you're so dumb, now we're done? No, it's, and it's such like a very hyper... Yes! What? But make it poppy!
Now you're done!
Yes.
It's such a fuck you song.
That's also like a speeding down the highway.
It's high energy. Song.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It's very like bad bitch.
You're
like,
so dumb.
We're done.
Yes. Da-da,
yes. Definitely a speeding song. With
no,
your
that
back.
Song is it. If I'm hurt.
Driving away. Tears running through your eyes. The wind is moving too fast.
No, you're so dumb.
Now
we're done. Like, that's it.
Oh my gosh.
I just looked at it.
That's a perfect addition.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had one.
It's so good.
It's called Bitch by Jay featuring Theo. Yeah. BXXPH. Literally.
Who hurt you?
Literally, the lyrics are, I'm sick of your heart, I'm sick of your love, I'm sick of your touch, or something like that. And then he says, you're such a bitch. I'm like, bro, who hurt you? It's kind of melodramatic. I haven't looked at the lyrics. It's definitely vibes and based off the English lyrics and interpretation of that. But it's very much like, oh, you really messed me up type of shit. Fuck you. Bye.
You got me fucked up.
Right. And I really like, it's such a fun groovy song. I was stuck in traffic heading to hang out with y'all, and it played, and I was like, wait, this one kind of fucking slaps. I don't even know how I found it. I think it just came on randomly, and I was like, okay, Jay. This is it. This is her. This is the song.
For me, I like how y'all went the
angry route,
strong route,
Sacro hours.
Let's call it the.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just the sulking, crying.
Oh,
yes, yeah, hours, right?
crying.
I picked Island by Wusong.
Okay.
It's a real soft song, and it's like, it feels so comforting, though. It feels just so nice, but it's like, about like being alone, basically. Like, being on a lonely island that's like, gorgeous and beautiful, but you're like, questioning like, what is fun, what is love, like, who cares for me, and then there's like, the chorus, like, it says, I land on ground feeling empty. On a night without me, I don't cry like a baby. I land on the ground feeling 20. I'm not afraid. You and I are born lately. And it's just like, it's just a soft, like, super soft song. Kind of like a lullaby.
Who are you? I was kind of giggling that to would myself. Definitely be it's it. Like, wow, you had the two earth signs. Just like,
yeah, it's very.
And then you have the water sign just.
Hey.
I cry. Yeah, the water sign is over there crying, and the earths are like, F this shit.
But here's the thing. I could do both.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I also have an honorable mention, too, because I just remembered. Like I said, Lehigh Kick. So No One by Lehigh featuring Lehigh.
I'm also a little sad.
That's not going to make your booty pop. That's a song to bop your booty to.
Really funny. It's like,
but that you crying like, while you're popping your booty. You know?
She said, "I don't give a shit."
Yeah, no one. There's no one. Who is there? No one.
Wait.
It was
bothering me.
Whoa!
It's like off centered. It was bothering me.
Who's who?
Who did that?
I appreciate
it.
It was Megan.
It's me.
It was Megan.
She's
like,
it was out of order.
It's
sorry,
been awkward, but I let it be.
I didn't want to stop fucking with my stuff.
Okay.
Why are we fighting on a podcast like this?
So, I'm going to ignore them. So, I'm thinking of another song that's just very, like, turn your brain off. This is a summer song, bitch. You're just playing this.
Yeah.
This is the song that you're just like la da dee 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 doo to in your head. Like no words, no thoughts, no deep feelings, just yeah. So I'm gonna give an example. Oh. Of course it's easy. That's why I chose it. But
I found the song that was easily it. But go ahead.
Yeah, let me. It's Butterflies by Red Velvet for me. That's just
I never heard it. Okay.
Please listen to it. It's so good. That album that song is on came out during the fall, I think. So who would have thought, right? But it's just a very good album. But Butterflies
is really good.
This was on repeat for like a year. I am obsessed with this song. If I
don't
no
care.
Think, Leah, no think, just do Butterflies by Red Velvet.
Or have zero meaning, and it's just like, I'm looking at a pretty butterfly.
I don't even know what the deeper meaning is. I've never looked at the lyrics. It could be super deep.
It's just vibes.
Exactly.
Complex, unimportant.
Because, like, if you're thinking, if I'm, sorry, words. If I'm thinking of a song
sometimes
where I'm just playing it,
well.
And I'm just... You know, just do a little bob, a little head shake, and you're just vibing with it. It's going to be That's My Jam by B.A.P. You're just like, yeah, that's my jam. Turn it on. And you're just going, and it's just so, look, it's so good. It's just such a, y'all can't see this in the thing, but like, I'm bobbing my head by the side.
I'm so mad.
Why?
I'm so mad because every song she keeps bringing up is BAP based, and they disbanded before I even got into K-pop, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I miss greatness, so I'm, like, watching their old videos all the time.
Mm.
So
oh
I was just
God.
Like, damn, I want them to have, like, a little quick reunion concert and just give us one last tour. And then we go...
They also had Moon Dance, which is what I was obsessed
oh,
with
Lord.
For a little bit. And I didn't even know who they were. I was just like, oh, BAP? Okay,
but,
cool.
BAP,
Moon
That's
Dance?
My Jam?
Yes. BAP. And then I learned.
I called them
I was
BAP,
like,
too.
Oh.
BAP.
BAP. This is the BAP.
Oh. No brain.
I'm not going to say.
What's yours?
I'm sorry. What's the
problem? What's the song that you just go... No thought.
Oh,
just
okay.
Listen.
Gotcha.
Just vibe.
Gotcha. Just Vibes is Red Flavor by Red Velvet. That song is straight up just, I had it, it was like one of the first 10 K-pop songs I added.
No,
and I just had it on the loop, and I was just like, just dancing, just driving, just whipping.
Honorable mention, honorable mentions in Zeta Beam. Exactly. No thoughts. Okay, also, yeah. Look, Zoom, it's also really funny. That song never comes on for me on my car. It only plays when Yvette's in the car with me. We'll go somewhere.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
Y'all are no fun. I'm gonna have a 10-hour playlist of just Zim Zelebim.
Oh my god. Oh.
We will not be adding Zim Zelebim to the playlist. You can...
No, we won't. You're gonna have to listen to it on your own time.
Cry about it, but I refuse. There are very few Red Velvet songs that I dislike, and that is one of them. I refuse.
Like, no, seriously. That song is so annoying when I first heard it, but when she said it only came on when I was in the car, I was like, well, that's fucking weird, so I need to look up these lyrics.
It's giving demonic.
And then it was like, literally said, are you ready for the Zim Zelebim? And then it says, after choosing anything, don't get burnt out, yeah. If you only just sit and wish for it, it won't come true. What the fuck? Oh, look at your true self. What you really want, huh? What do you want to do? Tell me.
Y'all hearing these lyrics?
Something. It's like, chain me.
I mean, I know it fits the prompt. And I know that K-pop doesn't have to always mean something, but let me name you a couple songs that I do like that are ridiculous and give me the same energy as Zim Zelebim, but are not Zim Zelebim. As previously mentioned, Sticker, Kitsch by IVE, Bing Bing.
We're not gonna talk about Zim Zelebim Heat Train. It was just my honorable mention.
How can I give you the same energy as Zim Zelebim, and yet I love those three, and Zim Zelebim I cannot stand.
Literally, I would not accept.
I'm sorry. And the fact that the chorus is an earworm pisses me off. Because I want to sing it. But
Zim Zelebim,
but I don't have fun.
How could you do it? As it should. Same thing. That's also how I feel about...
Yes!
Oh my god, what's the song from Icon? Is it called... Oh
my god, what's it sounds like a bunch of bees.
Yeah.
It's birthday. It's birthday, right? That actually is bees.
Birthday. I love birthday. I almost put that on the list.
Oh, Lord.
It's so cute.
Excuse me.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Same. Let's... We got a lot of songs, but let's start wrapping it up. Let's go through a quick...
I got plenty of
songs.
Let's
go through some songs that are just loud.
Dare oh, that's his own category.
They make you want to get bounced.
That's his own category.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple songs. I got a look.
Oh.
Ew. I don't like that cringe. Why did that feel like a... That felt like a K-pop dad joke. It was really cringy.
Let me be. Look. This is... I'm ignoring you. This is a crossover a little bit with even some, like, comeback
jokes.
Because they're recent. Bouncy by AT. S-Class by Stray Kids, which has been on repeat since day one. I fucking love S-Class. And then Shalala by Taeyong. Those three songs? Trading places. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, S-Class is king for me. You know, they're speeding, they're swerving on Serpent Road.
See, Bouncy is my number one.
Like, that is it. That is my song.
Because,
yeah.
Y'all, I don't think y'all heard them. Y'all didn't hear them. Hey, we're doing what now? That's for the next episode.
And then the little choreo where they're just, like, cutting the chili peppers.
That's for the next recording.
I was like, oh,
He said, let me make sure I can spell it.
Not him rapping his own name, though. Good lord.
Also, of summer releases, today, as we're recording, Tomorrow by Together, Jonas Brothers.
For real.
It was so much fun. It was so cute.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so cute. I liked it. It's pretty good. I gotta listen to it again.
It's very summer vibe.
A summer song.
Very summer vibe.
Shalala? Me neither.
I haven't watched MV yet.
I'm talking about. See, context. I'm literally in the middle of talking about Shalala.
I was the first one to watch Shalala. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm sorry.
Bro. Yeah. And I was about to. I was Don't about finish. To finish.
It's real short. It's all, it's literally like a 2 minute 45 second song. It's a short song. But it's fun. Yeah, it is very short.
Sometimes short is sweet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Sometimes short is sweet.
I figure.
I don't want to talk about him. I
haven't gotten to it yet. Because. Yeah. But also, JK's coming out with his song 7. And apparently it's supposed to be the summer song. And let me tell you, these concept photos are wild. I'm
even
so
though,
excited. Oh my god, this man, delicious.
Even though, like, you know.
So handsome.
We're talking about the summer playlist still. Mid-July. There are still more
Mid-July?
Songs to come. We're not going to be, like, constantly updating the playlist. We have to limit the playlist. I'm so sorry. If your favorite summer song isn't on this playlist,
DM us. Let us
cry
know.
About it. Tell me about it. And let me know that I missed out on your favorite song. We need the engagement.
Save your... No.
Where's this full?
You guys will not be the one answering you.
Save the tears for the pillow. Not for me. It's okay. Maybe next year. I don't know. Maybe next summer.
If you're like, oh my god, how could you guys forget my favorite song by my favorite artist? This song.
Send it July 14th. July 14th, this is. Music is
subjective. All I'm saying is send it to us if we missed it, because I want to hear more.
We can't have
next week.
Our episode. See, July 14th. Supposed to be the summer song. But.
Yeah,
because
I already did my three,
saying,
and I said two of them belong to y'all. Sorry.
Songs that go hard. Summer songs that go hard.
I know you got another one. I know you got it. I see it right there.
I'm going to try to give you as much as I can. Let's go.
Yes.
I'm definitely going to have to say Beatbox by NCT Dream. I would have to say Kick It For Now.
She's just looking at your list.
If you didn't say Hot Sauce, I was about to force you to say Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce by NCT Dream. We knew. She's trying to
a peek behind the curtain. When I told
you're lucky.
Quick
I
peek
just
behind the curtain.
Right
when
there.
I told everybody, hey guys, I want
to
make
this.
A summer playlist.
But no, those
at first
songs,
the limit was 15 songs, right? Yes. And I was like, okay, just give me 15 songs each. Listen. Okay, and so I was like. Later, I was thinking about my songs, and I was listening to more music, and I was like, oh, I kind of
really
want
to
add more songs. Maybe I should tell the girls to up it to 20 or 25, right? Tell me why. I come back to the list, and I look at Yvette's, and Yvette's got 38 songs on her list, and I was like, oh!
You know what?
Oh, like my K-pop playlist?
Mm-mm.
I know.
Because 38 songs is great.
And they,
but
no,
they have been conservative. The only reason why I had 21
and I was like,
is because it was like 40-something
okay.
to 50-something. But
so
then I looked at y'all's list and we had a lot of the same, so I deleted them. Yeah. And I was like, out of my own
sanity, there's a lot of overlap.
To, like, make sure
we
there's
have
not
a
repeat. Repeats on there.
Of course. I wouldn't have put repeats anymore. But yeah. Yeah, and so when I saw that Yvette had 38, I was like, oh, perfect.
And I was being strict, and I still have that much.
She was already on track. Yeah, I was, no, like I said, but what I was saying was my plan was to say, hey, let's add more music, but then when I saw
you
already did that, I was like, shit, I'm going to just tell them later, and I'll add music now. And then when I told her, she she somehow called about 20 of them. And I was like, now? Okay.
All right, Brooke,
I don't even know how.
Damn.
But we got a lot of music.
That's why I'm trying to be quick about this. But okay, yeah. I'm going to do some honorable mentions because I got to get this list out. But definitely Shine by Pentagon, like we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Very cute. Very start of summer type of song. And then also Pop by Naehyun from Twice. Such a cute song. Very summer, like, just want to road trip with your friends, go to the beach, yeah, chill, flirt with cute guys or cute girls.
Come back.
You know, all the cute people.
Yeah.
What else? Ooh, Wave by ATEEZ. Wave by ATEEZ, yes.
Lord.
Chilling with your friends, going to...
We don't condone.
Messing things up, riding in cars.
You can imagine yourself doing it by watching
down the aisles.
What about you, Mae? Mae, did you have some...
Like, these are the summer songs?
Blockbusters.
For me, which is funny, you mentioned...
Yeah, you're like, your hype summer song.
By SHINee. There's also that scenes in there, but like, I love... The song reminds me of just like... Like, you're going to the beach, and you're, like, you're there, and you're having, like, a little beach day. Like, that's what it gives me the vibe of. And every time I think, like, summertime, I think view. It's just so, it's so good. Or, it's Very Nice by 17. It's summer. No, the trumpets,
it is
like the fun dance, the like little chanty. Every time I hear like something like chanty ish, like I think like a group of friends.
I can't explain it.
Mhm. And I think like group of friends.
Yeah, because this is a girl that's very.
Oh Lord. And then the other one that I think of, but I think like summary is Power by EXO. She's like, he got the da-da. It's like. And it's like da 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 da, and like even like the instrumental part of it, it's like very, very playful. It's very dubstepy. It's very, yeah.
It's dubstep.
Okay.
2012.
Leave my dubstep energy.
Sorry, I'm taking all your words.
Look, I think because when I think of
it's
2012 K-pop,
I'm not saying it's bad.
It's so much fun, and so I think. Oh, that's what
it was. Music was freaking lit.
We Like to Party by Big Bang. That was the other one. Because you're hanging out with your friends. You're drinking. Okay. It gives me like that you're drinking with your friends. I associate that with like summertime too because you want to go out and do things with your friends. So those are it. It's like summertime is view. We like to party. My brain just like froze again. Sorry. Power, and I forgot what else I said already because I'm just looking at my list again. Oh, Very Nice.
Honestly, when I was listening to Very Nice earlier today, and I was thinking, oh, you know, I didn't add a 17 song. That's weird. But if I was gonna add a 17 song, I would have added Manse. I also love that. That one.
I almost added.
And there's also Holiday too.
I almost added Holiday on mine because I really like it.
Yeah, I love Holiday.
And then I see you already added on here. I don't know who talked about it.
Yeah.
I don't know who added the...
17 is also the Queens of Summer.
From Macarena from Blisters. But yes.
Yeah.
100%.
It was me. I've been listening to Macarena by Blisters. That's probably a good one to end it on. Just Macarena. Yeah, it's very Block B energy, very hype, very silly, goofy fun. Even the music video is colorful and summer energy. Yes, there's zombies, because of course there is. Every good K-pop music video has zombies. Like, that's just a fun one. So yeah, I think that really culminates our quintessential summer playlist.
And there's some songs we didn't talk about that are on the playlist, so you should go give it a listen if you need a good vibe.
And if you have some, you know, like, tell us what's your quintessential summer song. Give us a couple of them, you know. If they're not on the playlist, be like, hey, check these out. Or if they are on the playlist, be like, hey, you have good taste in music. Oh my gosh. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll have the playlist up online. So everybody have a nice night or day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening, and we hope you all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!